lovely. And how are you four latecomers there who are desperately hoping not to be involved in the show in any way? What a delightful thing that you've turned up late, and that's fine, it's perfectly acceptable, and fair play, that usher there. Well done, fella. What was your name? Ed. Ed received the award for the usher of the night for bringing those people in late, despite the... Yes! Usher of the night! Boom! Yes, well done. You receive a free drink from me for bringing them in late, and they were clearly sit on that end, but he brought them down that aisle and forced them to walk all the way along there. There was absolutely no need for it at all. And he's worked here, he brings people in late every night, and he's taken one look at you lot and gone, well, if they can't be asked getting to the show on time, I'm bloody well going to make them squeeze past these people here. And you sort of waved with excitement, as if to say, we're glad he did. Unless you actually, you didn't pay him, did you? That lady down there just went, listen, if there's any latecomers coming in, if they're like sexy men, I'll just give you a few extra quid. Could you just bring them down this aisle here, and then when they get to there, I'll deliberately just press myself forward and just, oh, somebody howling like a wolf at the back. That's what I like to see. There's groups of predatory sexual ladies in the room tonight who seem to have spread themselves out in order to get the bloke. A selection of horny wolverines. Wolverine? Okay, suit yourselves. Well, no, I think Wolverine, I think what Wolverine is if you take a wolf and you milk it, right? And then you take the wolf's milk and you churn it, and then it's a low-fat spree, spread it. That's Wolverine. It's like, yeah, it's a beautiful... Yeah, it's a new thing. It's a new thing that they sell in Coles if you get down there. You've seen the adverts on the television, haven't you? You know, are you sick of using heavy fatty butter? Well, never again. Try new Wolverine. I believe Hugh Jackman advertises it. It's just, he comes on, can I buy Wolverine? The beauty of Wolverine, isn't it, is the fact that you can, especially for your kids and that, instead of just having to use, you know, just spread it, you can go, and you can do, you can butter three sandwiches that side, and then three sandwiches at that side, can't you? That's one of the benefits of being Wolverine, isn't it? You can spread the, he's a fool to himself. He should have had one knife, and then he should have just had a spoon and then a fork as well. So he could have like that, just pick the one that he wanted. Obviously, if it was in an X-Men style fight, that would be a bit shit. If you've got Magneto coming towards you and you just go, and a spoon come out like that. Oh, shit. Just, or two spoons like that, and then you could play a cotton. He's up Wolverine, he's up Wolverine. Oh, go blimey, fighting Magneto, he's up Wolverine. Anyway, that's good to see. Good to see that there's the predatory sexual predators out there. The women just, what the hell? There's more latecomers turning up there. In you come, just as I say the word sexual predators. What the hell show is this we've walked into? No, we're talking about sexual predators. You're very welcome. So, how many people are from St Kilda itself? On the count of three, 1, 2, 3. Wow, feel it! By the way, can I just point something out, right? If you're local people, right, what is it up and down this front area here with the bit, you know, with the rollerblading twats, right? You know, just out there, that needs to stop, by the way. I saw a bloke the other night, and he was wearing red chinos, a blazer, rollerblading, and talking hands-free on his mobile. You know, like, I'm against the death penalty, but I saw that, and I just went... You are going down, my friend. Man, just I hope you get grit in your bearings. Oh, yeah. That's how you get a rollerblader. Oh, yeah. It's very hard because they haven't got spokes. You can't stick something in the wheel to ruin them. No, they've got the solid wheels that were designed like that on purpose to stop people jamming them in the jamming to stop with it like that. There's a lot of very sort of wiry older ladies running up and down there, isn't there? A lot of leathery sort of lovely. Like I'm not having a go, right? Well done to you if you're a leathery older lady, right? It's a Is that a compliment in some... No, I'm just saying, it's, you know, it's if you sit on the front and you just see quite a lot of, you know, leathery, all flapping in the breeze, right? Honestly, I was out there the other day, right? There was that many leathery, wiry old... It was like somebody was throwing chamois at me. It was like... Sorry, have I gone too far there? That was beautiful. You just went like that. Why? Why would you put that image in our head? I do apologise. You're a very sprightly-looking young lady. There's no leatheriness about you, is there? You've got years to look forward to that. What? Years to look forward to being leathery. No, the leathery women... I just shout that. Leathery women! Oh, what the hell was that? Somebody decided to... Leathery women! Woo! Is there a support group for the older, wiry... All up the top there, like somebody set up a stall selling handbags. Yes, on the... What's wrong with him? Here's the thing as well about the show you need to know, right? With you lot here, my life and, you know, personality makes perfect sense, right? Remove you from the equation and just take me and put me outside of a train station. It's a very different scenario, isn't it? Just essentially a man with mental hair walking around just going, leathery women, there's leathery women everywhere. Just leathery women coming towards you. Leathery, leathery women! People like that just grabbing a hold of their kids. Come on, just move on. Don't look them in the eye, don't make eye contact. Just keep moving. Get in the car and lock the doors. He might be dangerous, shouting something about leathery women. Why has he stabbed that rollerblader in the face? Oh, I love the fact that you did a lovely big laugh for the idea of someone getting stabbed in the face. What a delightful group of people you are. There's, sometimes if you talk about stabbing people in the face, sometimes people get a bit, you know, touchy about that sort of thing. Oh, that's not right. But you lot, that's what we're... Brilliant. That's what we want from our night out. We want to have a bit of fun and hear about facial stabbings. Missed a trick there. I should have written a musical, St. Kilda the Musical, and just had, you know, where's your face? I'm going to stab it. Give us your face. I'm going to stab it. If you're living life, reach out and grab it. Then give me your face and I'll stab it. I'm stabbing you in the face and stabbing you in the eye. Oh, oh, don't... If you applaud, that only encourages me. Stab you in the face, I'll stab you in the eyes, I'll stab you in the buttocks and right in your thighs. I'll stick in the knife, then I'll stab your wife and bring her... This is wrong. This is wrong on so many levels. This shouldn't be happening. What's wrong with you people? Oh, that was a... Oh, I like that bit. When he stabbed the wife, I was loving that. Brilliant. But he stabbed the wife there like that. Was she kneeling down to get her in the face? The wife was a dwarf. He stabbed her. I'll stab your wife in the face. I'll do it every night. I don't care if she's of restricted height. to stab you dead. I cut my blade and I am getting stabby. I've stabbed it that many times, it's not too shabby. If I was a dwarf, then I'd be called Jabby.
I'm running out of words that rhyme with that now.
But we're in Australia, so get me a yabby. This is Babby, the stabby yabby. I like to stab people too. I like to stab them in the face. I stab them in the face all over this nation. I'm a really violent crustacean. Let me stab you in the face. In the face. Is it a crustacean, a yabby? Is it? Oh, you don't know it at all. I don't know. Look at you lot in the front. It's brilliant. Look at me like that. We do not want to get involved. Just whatever you're going to do, dance about like a twat, talk bollocks, and we'll just leave without making eye contact. Fine-looking people. A bit damp this evening. The St. Kilda dampness. Oh, God, my balls have been in a state of late. I've shared too much. Let's move on, shall we? Oh, God, no, I was up in Queensland, and, oh, God, the humidity. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, there's a lot of, stickage. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's horrible. You're just sticking to your leg. What, of all the things I've talked about tonight, that was the point where you went, ah, it's a bit much, that, Ross. Honestly, it's horrible. It's just, you ladies, well, if you ladies have got the problem, then I'll be honest, you need to see a doctor. But just that, you just get up like that, you stand up and you've just got to just wait that extra 2 seconds and then move off like that. The only other option is to just, you can tell a tourist because they tend to, they stand up and there's just a little kick and then it's like starting a small motorcycle. They just get up and then, depending on which area you're sticking, that dictates the direction of travel as well. Can lead to all sorts of problems. That, oh, I've got to go to the newsagents up there, but I'll go around the block. I think that's why a lot of your cities are all based on a grid system, you know, because the first people, you know, they just sort of get up and they go, should we build the road? No, we're going this way. Obviously, when I say the first, but I mean the settlers in the area, so I'm not talking about the indigenous. Oh, shit, he said indigenous! He said indigenous. You can't say indigenous! No, obviously the indigenous people, they weren't encumbered by the European-style garments, were they? The trousers, therefore, there wasn't, you know, the balls were free, weren't they? That's the very, one of the bonuses of the indigenous folk with the free testicle. No stickage at all. They didn't have to go in any one particular direction with a free ball. And one of the reasons why they were a nomadic people, you know, they were able to sit up from a watering hole and there was no off in this direction. Just wandering on the walkabout, their balls. Shut up, Ash. I should be doing documentaries on the ABC. Ross Noble talks about the indigenous people. Well, of course, they were all over the shop due to the balls swinging about the place. What do you mean we've been pulled off air? What do you mean? I'm always coming up with brilliant ideas for TV shows that never get made. You know, like, I come up with an amazing one the other day. Have you seen that film, The Theory of Everything, with Stephen Hawking? What amazing. Yes. One person from St Kilda. What was it, not big over here? No?
Did it have fighting robots in it?
No, not really. You know Stephen Hawking, the greatest...
Hello there, my name is Stephen Hawking.
You know the fella? You're right, that is an amazing impersonation.
Hello there, welcome to my new...
No, that's... Shut up! Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar for his performance, Stephen Hawking. I never even got a look in. I do a much better impersonation of Hawking than he does. All he did was sit there. I was robbed. I do the computer and everything.
Hello there, my name is Stephen Hawking, and welcome to my new television program.
Yeah, the show I've come up with for him, right? It's called Stephen Hawking, Celebrity Hawking. I see you like the title, let me explain more, right? Who doesn't love Stephen Hawking? Who doesn't love falconry, right? Well, now we tie the two together. Big leather gauntlets like that. And basically, Stephen Hawking has a piece of string with a chicken leg on the end, right, which gets spun round in the air, and then two celebrity guests have to release birds of prey, and whichever one grabs the chicken leg wins a toaster. I know it's a bollocks idea, but you'd watch it, wouldn't you?
Hello there. Welcome to Stephen Hawking, Celebrity Hawking. Today, two celebrities are going to go head-to-head in an attempt to win a toaster by releasing birds of prey into the sky, and I will be spinning a chicken leg on a piece of string. In order to see who will be victorious in another exciting edition of Stephen Hawking, Celebrity Hawking.
Oh, now you're with me. Hell yeah.
Tonight, my special guests are...
Do you think he's going to do the whole show?
Yeah, pretty much.
My first guest this evening on Stephen Hawking, Celebrity Hawking, is the popular American skateboarder.
Well done, well done. Straight away you lot got that, didn't you?
Somebody's going, who? I don't know.
Tony Hawk.
It's a Hawk theme running through it.
And going up against Tony Hawk this evening, his former Miss Universe.
Not as many of you getting that one. It's Jennifer Hawkins. Some of you are looking at me going, is it Bob Hawk? I think that was Bob Hawk, wasn't it? Yeah, it's not Bob Hawk. He didn't get through to the final. Only the preliminary rounds of Miss Universe, you know. He failed at the swimsuit section, you know. I believe one of his balls fell out. It didn't, by the way. Can I just clarify that now? I don't want her to be sued.
It is time to start the show. Release the Hawks.
That's his catchphrase. That's the catchphrase for the show. He's only got two catchphrases. I release the Hawks and I'm good at maths. They're the two.
Release the Hawks. Okay, here. Okay, now we will start spinning the chicken leg around. Here I go, round and round. Here I go, where I stop, nobody knows. That's it. Here I go, right now. Oh yeah, come on, Hawks. I want you to grab my chicken leg. That's it. I'm spinning around. Here we go.
You know what's beautiful about this? Is every time I come round, there's more and more people just going, what is wrong with no... Like,
And some of you are slowly going, hang on, this works as a TV show, but the physics are wrong. He's not going fast enough to get the chicken legs spinning. You're right. There's a flaw in an otherwise flawless plan, isn't it? You need to be spinning it. You'd think Stephen Hawking, the greatest physicist on the planet, would understand basic centrifugal force. You've got to get it properly going to get... All he's doing there is he's just dragging a chicken leg around on the... In fact, he's wrapping himself in string. That's what... It should be called Stephen Hawking Celebrity Hostage. That's what it should be called. It should just, like, until he's fully wrapped up and there's a chicken leg on his face like that.
Oh, I have made a terrible error. I seem to have wrapped myself up in string and chicken. Oh, shit, the hawks are coming. Oh, shit. The hawks are coming.
Some people actually think that I do documentaries on the ABC there. I'm constantly getting recognised in the street, yet confused. Recognised not as myself, right, as old people all the time coming up. They think I'm that fat. Do you know Neil Oliver? Four people. Do you know Neil? You do know who he is. Hang on, I'll do an impression and you'll go, oh, hang on, this is Neil Oliver, right? This is the fella. He's off that show Coast, right? And hang on, this is him, right? This is Neil Oliver. It was here and this very piece of land. See? It was here when Mary, Queen of Scots, first decided to build a castle. It was here where she... Right, every day of my... Yeah, laugh it up, bitches, right? Every day of my bloody life, old women coming up to me going, oh, I think you're marvellous on the television. And I go, oh, thanks very much. Oh, the history. I think, oh, it's not me then, is it? She's like, oh, I think you're marvellous. Oh, you're so wonderful. And I go, oh, it's fine for me. I just have to pretend I like puffins. Do you know what I mean? Think of the shit that Neil Oliver has to put up with on a daily basis. Trying to do one of his programmes and that, you know. Here and this. He goes very slowly, Neil Oliver. He does one footstep per word. Yeah, it's very... He gets on a slope, he's knackered, you know. It was here where the Vikings first decided to land on... Oh, shit, I'm going! The reason he does that is because he's got, he knows bugger all about history. So what he does is he takes his shoes and socks off and he writes his script on the floor in Braille. So when he's recording his program, he's like, here in this place. King Henry VIII first decided to... Sometimes for a laugh, cheeky kids, cheeky local kids, they'll just throw a few Maltesers on the ground there and he'll say things he shouldn't, you know. It was here when the Industrial Revolution first started. Myself and my friend, Shag the Budgie. What? Cut! Sorry, Neil, what did you just say? Oh, I'm very sorry. I've never shagged a budgie, I've not done that. It's we kids, they've gone and thrown Maltesers on the ground and they've spelled out, I shagged a budgie in Braille. Cheeky blind bastards, they've just put that... Did I just say that? That sounded harsh, but I've never shagged a budgie. They're too small. I'm not saying I would, but I haven't tried. It's just that you can't do it. It's I don't know. You just. I mean, I could sellotape two together. Oh, come on.
come on, this is hypothetical. I've never had sex with a bungee, neither has Neil Oliver. There has been no budgie-related relations.
I'd hump an owl.
Oh, God, I'd hump an owl. Wouldn't his lovely... Oh, come on. Who wouldn't hump an owl? Yeah, they just sound sexy, don't they? Owls humping away like that. And I'll tell you why. It's because they've got feathers around their erogenous zones. The slightest gust of wind, it sort of fluffs them up a bit, you know. That's its claws, by the way, there. Just, the hell is that going on down there? It's meant to be on a perch. There we go. Do you ever have those moments in your life where you go, what am I doing? Just bouncing around on one leg in front of a room full of people. Like a shit Jethro Tull tribute act. There's one for the teenagers. Google that one later. No, I'm just saying, I would... come on, stop judging me like you wouldn't shag an owl as well. Come on, I'd love to have a shot of... No, OK, so get on the internet, find out where the owl swinger sites are, you know. The police will be there if you're not careful. What are you doing in there? Are you going in there to shag owls? No, I'm not, honestly. I'm definitely... Why, have you got a stepladder and some lube? I heard that the koala had got its leg jammed in a tree, so I thought I'd climb up and unlube it and pull it out. Get out. Meanwhile, there's a bloke walking past in the background like that. On stilts, with undies made out of dead mice. Oh, yeah! The great thing about shagging an owl, right? Come on, go with me on this! Not only does it make you sound like an amazing lover, but owls' heads go all the way around. You can take one from behind and still make eye contact. Oh, yeah, I'm the best owl lover in town. The owl's loving it, I'm loving it, and the post ain't getting delivered at Hogwarts tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all from me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Take care of yourselves, sisters.